Rashi derech gadol derech chatzeris shle irvu. Even though there was no eruvi chatzeris, that from one chotzer to another chotzer, still they carried from one chotzer to another chotzer. Viki sud rabbonim, churas and isud rabbonim, still they did it. So the Gemara says this was not beder, but not beshitas Reb Lezer. So the Gemara, what do you mean? Maskevla Reb Yosef, shloi berotzen Reb Lezer? You're saying they didn't do good according to Reb Lezer? Adar Rabba, pumfakeh, just the opposite. Reb Lezer, who the shori? Reb Lezer in the Mishnah is the one that's matter, that you're allowed to do machshire milah. You could do carry the knife on Shabbos to the milah. So what do you mean with shloi berotzen Reb Lezer? Maybe you want to say shloi berotzen Reb Lezer, what they did, but after they carried on top of the roofs and they carried from one backyard to another backyard, that's not like Reb Lezer, because according to Reb Lezer, the shari afilu b'shus rabin, he's even mocked you to carry the knife through the b'shus rabin to the mokum you have to go. So I'll come here to be mocked but after not to go through the b'shus rabin. So it's right, they did not hold like Reb Eliezer. So the Gemara Elohu then the chub rotzen rabbonin. So you want to say they went according to Rabbonin, they asked for derech Rishus Rabin, that they say to do, and you see the rice of the carrier through Rishus Rabin, that's tak also. But I'll tell you maybe, Vishoru derech Gagos v'derech Hatzeris v'kafifus. But you let it carry the knife on top of roofs, from one roof to another roof, or through the backyards, or through kafifus, that's like a big open park, an open place, it has dalad mechitas around it, but it's open, nobody lives there. So maybe that's pshat, according to Rabbonin, that this is mutta according to Rabbonin. So the Gemara know, oh, Mishari, is this true? Is this muta? V'atani, we learned. Kishem she'ein mevi'in oisoi. Derech Rishus Rabim, just like you're not allowed to carry the knife on Shabbos for the purpose of making the milah through the Rishus Rabim according to the Rabbonin. In other words, the machshirim of milah is not derech Shabbos. Is kach ein mevi'in oisoi loy derech gagois. The same thing the Rabbonin hold, you're not allowed to carry it from one roof to another roof. Even though this is only Nisim of the Rabbonin, for loy derech kafifos, through one park like to another park, you can't carry it. For loy derech hatzeris, not through one backyard to another backyard. It's even though this is only Nisim of the Rabbonin, still the Rabbonin were maimed there the reim, even the makam koros. So b'zoy monashach, this might say that they carried it through the hatzeris, who's the go like? It doesn't go like Reb Lezer, because according to Reb Lezer, it's even carried through the Rishus Rabbim. It doesn't go like the Rabbonin, because according to Rabbonin, you're talking not a lot of carry even through a mokum that's only us with the Rabbonin. So the Gemara, Elo Omer Ravashi, Shalai Berotzen, Rabbi Eliezer, Machlo Koisei, Enochnami. This Maisa was not according to Reb Lezer, and for sure was not according to the Rabbonin either, wasn't according to. Elo, but who was it according to? Elo Berotzen, Rabbi Shimon. I tell you this. Again, Chedimaru Mishari Votanya Kishem Shein Mevi'in Noisoi Derech Rishus Rabim. The Rabbanon hold you're not allowed to carry the knife on Shabbos through Rishus Rabim. Is Kachem Mevi'in Noisoi Loid Derech Gagois, Loid Derech Kafifois, Loid Derech Hatzeris. The Rabbanon hold you're not allowed to carry the knife on Shabbos from one chotzer to another chotzer, or from one park to another park, or from one roof to another roof, even though it's only Yosem of the Rabbanon. Still the Rabbanon hold, and if the Rabbanon, you can't do Lutzerech Milah. So how would they mock you here to carry the knife through the backyards and through the gaglis? So the Gemara Elamai, Elavis Maisa was, Elam Rabashi, Shaloi Berotzen, Rabbi Eliezer, Machlo Koisi, Enachnami. This Maisa did not go according to Reb Lezer, and did not go according to the Rabbanon that Amachuluk on Reb Lezer. Elam Berotzen, Rabbi Shimon. Though this Maisa went according to Rabbi Shimon. The Tanan, we learned, Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Echot gagois, v'yechot kafifois, v'yechot chatzeris. You should know all roofs. A roof, from carried from one roof to another roof, to carry kafifois, like from one park to another park, v'yechot chatzeris, to carry from one backyard to another backyard. Kulon rishus echotim. They all have the loch even metchila. You're allowed to carry from one backyard to another backyard, from one park to another park. You're allowed to carry metchila. When? Lekelim sheshiftu b'teichin. If at the beginning of Shabbos you had a chair, let's say, or you had a chair that was in the backyard, it was in the chotzer, so you're allowed to carry it from your chotzer to your friend's chotzer. For loy lekelim do sheshiftu b'teich abayis. But if you had a chair that was in your house at the beginning of Shabbos, and then you take it out to your chotzer, in the case where you have a ruvi chateris, you're allowed to carry it from your house into your chotzer. Now this chair, though, since at the beginning of Shabbos it came from your house, then you're not allowed to carry it now on Shabbos from one chutzah to another chutzah. But let's say at the beginning of Shabbos, the chair was outside in your chutzah, then Reb Shimon holds you're allowed to carry from one chutzah to another chutzah, to a gag into a kafir. Now the pshat from Shimon is, in the halach, we also hold like Reb Shimon, the pshat is like this. Really all these rishuyis are like one rishus. They all have dalad mechitzas around them. So really midi raisa the rule of rishus ayochid. Now really your house is also rishus ayochid. So midi raisa you're allowed to carry from your house into your backyard, since it has dalad mechitzas, into your friend's backyard, on top of your friend's roof, straight into another park, providing the carpet also has dalad mechitzas all around it. As bekitzer, all these mekaymes have dalad mechitzas, four walls around them, so really midi raisa the rule of rishus ayochid. Just the Rabbanan made a gzera, you're not allowed to carry from one Rishus Yochid to another Rishus Yochid. When is that? You can't carry from your house out to a chotzer if you don't have an Eruvi Chatzeris. Because you can't carry from your house into the Karfif. Or you can't carry from your house on top of the roof if there's no Eruvi Chatzeris. Because the house, since that's a place where you live, is like a Mokum Miyuchid for you. You're the Bailam there. Now you want to carry it out to the chotzer, to the backyard. It doesn't only belong to you, the chotzer. Usually the case is you have a few apartments opening up into the backyard. So the backyard belongs to a few people. So mele, there it looks like you're taking it out from one rishus, your house, that belongs to you. It's miyuchet for you, into a rishus that other people could use it. So that midirabbanan is also looks like you're taking from one place to another place. It's called a tzoras rishus. And who are then? You can't carry from your apartment into your friend's apartment, into your neighbor's apartment, if you don't have an eruv chetzeris. But since your apartment is miyuchet to you, and your friend's apartment is miyuchet to him, it looks like you're carrying from one rishus to another rishus, which is asim with the rabbonim, because also maybe you come to carry from rishus yochid into rishus rabbim. But mashen came all the chatzerus, all the backyards themselves. If you have a chair that's in the backyard, now the backyard, since you don't live there, is not considered the miyuch and mokim like miyuchet to you. We just look at it as if it's a mokim that has four walls around it. It's a portion of rishus yochid. What about the top of a roof? A roof is also, since we say the four sides of the house like go up, it lies like it has mechitzas on the roof. So the roof is not a mokum that you live there. It's just a mokum that has dalad mechitzas. Who would in a carpet like a big open park if it has dalad mechitzas around them? It's just like an open rishus hayochid. So all these three places look like the same type of rishus hayochid. It looks like you're carrying from one four-walled place to another four-walled place. So the Rabbanan didn't answer that. That's how Reb Shimon. So matchila you're allowed to carry, if you have the knife that before Shabbos was left in your backyard, you're allowed to carry it from your backyard to your friend's backyard, to the next friend's backyard, on top of the roof, through a kafir. He's providing all these mekaymes have dalad mechitzas around them. So they're all like one big rishus hayochid. There's no issa bechlal of carrying from through a rishus hayochid. So that's pshan this mice, they held like a pshimin. But enechlami, if the knife would have started off to be in your house, so then, from your house, that's like a mokum miyuchet to you, then it's true, then you're not allowed to carry into the chotzer if you don't have an eruv chatzeris. And if you do have an eruv chatzeris, you're allowed to bring it out into your chotzer, but then from your chotzer to your friend's chotzer, you're not allowed to carry if you don't have an eruv chatzeris with him. Because we always look where the chayfetz was at the beginning of Shabbos. If at the beginning of Shabbos, it was in your house, it's considered as clear as leaving your house now and going someplace. So it goes into the chotzer. If you have an eruv, it's mutum. You go into your friend's chutz, you don't have an Erev, it's also to bring it there. To bring it into a carpet without an Erev, it's also. So the kitzur of this maisa goes good according to Reb Shimon. Yeah. Let's see Rashi. Tap Rashi. Rashi Shlebi Rotsen Reb Lezer Machlokusei. Comma. The Rebbe Lezer Afilu Bishus Rabbim Shari. If this maisa that they didn't carry through the Bishus Rabbim is because they don't hold like Reb Lezer. For Yenu, since they brought this only through the backyards, is Golia that Tayodien Machshirimila Doichin Shabbos. Is they're showing us they do not hold work like Rebbe Eliezer. Right? The Shalei Brotzen Hachokimalov, it didn't go according to the Rabbonin. The Asri Dera Chateris, the Rabbonin hold, you can't even carry it through the backyards. Why? The Hemidu Chachomim Devrehim. The Yisr Shvus Afa Mokin Kars. Even though by listening to the Rabbonin now, you can't do the Mitzvah Mila. Still, the Rabbanim say, don't do the mitzvahs mila, because it's b'mokin, because even though you're being over Nisa Koros, but not doing mila, still the Rabbanim said, you can't bring the knife through Nisa the Rabbanim. So they, how do they bring the knife through the Chatzeris here? The Teretz is, they hold like Reb Shimon. Shemater after Dvar Rishus. even on a regular Shabbos without the mitzvah's mila. He holds you're allowed to carry if something at the beginning of Shabbos was in the chotzer, in the backyard, you're allowed to carry from your backyard into your friend's backyard. Like we said, providing the adult mechitas around both backyards. And halacha we hold like that. It's not, Reb Shimon Omer, Echad Gagos Kulam, V'yafilu Hein Shel Bailam Harbe, even though they belong to different people, to carry from your roof to your friend's roof, is metaltle mizelezet, you let it carry from one roof to another roof. Loi osru mishus l'shus elabatim. The only time it's also to carry from one rishus yachid to another rishus yachid, if it starts off in a house. Hey, it's a house, we said the swear was, it's miyuchid to you, you live there, it's your apartment. To carry from your apartment into your friend's apartment, looks like you're carrying from one rishus yachid into another, different entirely rishus. So that's also in the rabbonin, unless you have an eruv chatzeros. Which makes it look like there's only one house here, only one deer within. Kafifa Zatrashi. That's like an open park that has dal mechitas around it. Trashi im shall base a sign, if it's only a base a sign which is 70 yamas by 70 yamas, who metal to bakula. Then you're allowed to carry in the whole park. Since it has dal mechitas around it, it's mutta. Vim yoisa, there's aloch nageya. If you have, let's say, a carpet of like a park that's more than 70 yamas by 70 yamas, it's more, let's say, 120 feet. By 120 feet, Playhook of the Dira, nobody lives inside there, is Karole Rishus Achas. What do you mean here? It's called one Rishus, because the Locher is in such a place, you're not allowed to carry Dal Namas, because you're not allowed to carry Dal Namas on Shabbos. It's in the gate, if you're in a big park, and it's more than 120 feet by 120 feet, even though it has Mechitzas all around it, you're not allowed to carry Dal Namas inside it. So what is it called here? It's called one Rishus, I can carry. The territory is Rash Rishus Achas, the Gabi Chaveroi. From one to its friend. Or the Gabi Chotz the Taltal Beis Amos Bezel Beis Amos Bezin. Nafkaminus, if you have something right at the end of the park and you want to carry it out of the park into another chotzer, you're allowed to do it. I'll be carrying less than Dal Amos in the park. Yeah. Lahach Lohitz Lahachnes Bezel is it. Nazakhtub Shimon. That's only Sheshiftei B'Teichon. When is the mutter to carry from a park, from a chotzer to roof? When it was beginning of Shabbos, the kelim were inside the chotzer. It wasn't inside the house. If you had this chair at the beginning of Shabbos in your house, not only hechid lo irvu b'nei bati achotzer when there's no ruvi chatzeris. You're not allowed to carry it out from your house into the chotzer. You can't carry from your house into the chotzer if you don't have the ruvi chatzeris. If there are other neighbors that also use the backyard. Ela filu irvu. Now, filu you made an eruv chatzeris. Umataltu mi bayis the chotzer. You let it carry out from your house into your backyard. Aba lo yotziyu. Kli habayis mi chotzer zeh lechaverter. Shlo irvu imo. So once you carry this chair out of your house into your backyard, you're not allowed to carry this chair now into your friend's backyard if you don't have an eruv with him. Because like I said, since at the beginning of Shabbos this chair was in your house, it's considered a kli habayis that you're not allowed to carry from your house into your friend's chotzer. That's what the rabbon like carrying from one rishus into another rishus. Yeah. Now, Tosfos on top, yes, there's just not the kasha. Now, the Chur was saying this mace is not according to Reb Lezer. Because according to Reb Lezer, you're allowed to carry metchila straight through the rishus rabbin. For Tosfos, the klal is, when do we say it could be doicher a navera to be oi derchal oisaseh, to mekayim the mitzvaseh, that's only with eesh lekayim shneim? But Avad, if you have a right, if you could do it in life in a heter, you have no right to do the Avera. So here, since they could carry the knife through the Chatzeris or through the Gagis without being over in the Raisa, who said Reb Lezer is Matthew to carry through the Shusrabin? So maybe this Maisa went according to Reb Lezer, and even according to Reb Lezer, when can you carry through Shusrabin when there's no other way to bring the knife to the Makam Hamila? But here in this Maisa, when they could bring the knife through the roofs, or through the backyards, maybe if the Kohen's Reb Lezer, you're going to do it that way. So today is here blessed by Kasha. The days before, Oman Aleph says a teretz, a chiddush, that the Pshat of Kohen's Reb Lezer is like this. If you carry it through the Rishus Rabim, you get there in 10 minutes. If you're going to go krichin and carry it through the backyards and on top of the roofs and through the parks, it'll take you half an hour to get there. There's nafkimina zrizus. You're not going to do the mitzvah as fast right away as if you could do it by carrying it through the Rishus Rabim. So to do the mitzvah, the maher ha-mitzvah, is afa pish yochel arach korant Reb Lezer. It's kedai to carry the knife through the Rishus Rabin, you'll be able to start the milah faster, Whereas the other way, carrying it through the backyard to take a longer, that's also called, that's not called extra kaim shteim. It's not called you can do the mitzvah the same way. No. To do the mitzvah, b'zrizis is called the bigger mitzvah. That's even the Yechash Shabbos according to Rabbi Eliezer. Yeah, now we're going to have a little shayla about Hilkus, about Ervin. It's like a little akdama to the Masechet Ervin. The mitzvah Shem will get this more clearer, because when we learn the Masechet Ervin. It's a little shreya sugi here. We'll go through a little bit. So the more boy mine Rabbi Zera Rabbi Yasi. Rabbi Zera asked Rabbi Yasi Yishayla. Movui. Shaloi nishtatfu boy. You have a movui. That's the alleyway. That the owners there did not make a shtufim a voice. They did not make it that it's smooth to carry from your house into the movui. Is maho metalto bekuloi. What about if you have a kli that's in the movui itself at the beginning of Shabbos? You have like a chair inside the movui in the alleyway. Are you allowed to carry the chair all around in the alleyway or not? Now, a lot of this alleyway, the movi, here we're talking about, has three men. Now, usually the alleyway, Gemara, if you say, a movi has to be like this, was some scene. Like the Rashi and Tosfos, those are chatzerim. It's like a courtyard, opening up into the alleyway. And before the courtyard, before the chatzerim, like on the side, the gilyon, that's where the houses are. So you have a house, two houses, have to open up into at least into one chatzer. And you have to have then two different chatzerim opening up into the movi. So the least you could have is four houses opening up into two different chatzerim. And these two chatzerim, these two courtyards open up into the alleyway, how you get out into Rishus Rabin. Now the alleyway here has three mechitas all around it. Like our Gemara on top and on two sides are filled with houses, let's say, in chatzerim. The bottom is the way you go through Rishus Rabin. So we'll see in Masechtas Ervin, there's a new kulam of the Rabbonin, that how are you allowed to carry inside the movi? I there's no fourth wall. The Rabbonin gave the kulam with the kur and with a lechi. A lechi means at the opening you just have to have a beam, one beam sticking straight up. Sticking straight up, a beam, you know, going straight up, that's called a lechi. With that, Rabbonin will mat you to carry in the movi. Or who are in a kur? A kur means you have a beam going across on top, at the opening of the movi, even though really there's no fourth wall there, but with this heker of either a kaira or else a lechid, the rabban will make you allowed to carry in the movi. It's considered as if there's a fourth wall there, and now you're allowed to carry in the movi. That's al hilchus v'shus yochid. It's the kaira and the lechi give this movi like its fourth wall. Now it has four walls around it, but still there's a shaila of a rubi chaseris. Like we said, you're not allowed to carry something out of your house into the chotzer or into the movi if you don't have any rubi chaseris. So here, usually a Ruvi Chatzeris means that first you want to be able to carry from your house into your chotzer, into your courtyard. Let's say you have two people, two houses opening up into one chotzer. So once first you make it a Ruvi Chatzeris, that you're allowed to carry now from your house into the chotzer. But Vaita, let's say this chair at the beginning of Shabbos started out in your house. So you have a Ruvi Chatzeris, you're allowed to carry it on Shabbos into your chotzer. Now you want to carry it on Shabbos into the Movi. From your chotzer into the movi. That's also the carry. Like we always say, since the beginning of Shabbos, this chair started out in your house, you're not allowed to carry from your house into the movi unless you have another thing. That's called the shtufim voice. That means all the chatzerim that opens up into this alleyway got together and they made an erev together. That's called the shtufim voice. The same thing, all the bnei hachotzer come together like into one chotzer and they put the pot, they put the piece of bread down in one chotzer. That's called the shtufim voice. Now you're allowed to carry from your house into the chotzer, into the movi. That's called if you have a shtufim mevoyish, you have an erev. Another case is you don't have a shtufim mevoyish, you don't have any erevin. You're not allowed to carry something from your house into the movi. So even without an erev though, let's say from beginning is before Shabbos, you had a chair in the movi. It's not called the chair that came from your house, though this chair was in the movi. So you want to know now, are you allowed to carry in this movi? Since Lamaisa, the movi has like four walls, it's like Rishus HaYochid, so it should be just like the chotzer, just like we had before. If you have your own backyard, even inside you didn't make any Ruvi Chatzeris, you have two neighbors opening up into the same backyard. So you're not allowed to carry from your house into the backyard. But let's say you have the chair from before Shabbos in the backyard itself, then you are allowed to carry all around the backyard, Dal Damas and more in the backyard itself. Because that's a Rishus HaYochid, you're not being mighty from one Rishus to another Rishus. So that's the Shal here also. Now you want to carry on Shabbos in the Movi, from the beginning of the Movi to the end of the Movi, Dal Damas in the Movi. Is it Mutter or not? That was a Shal. Look, is Movi Shlenish Tatfubo? You have a Movi that they did not make a Shtufim voice. that you're not allowed to carry from your house into the movi. Over the shaler is mal letalta bekulei. What about if you have this kli in the movi itself from the beginning of Shabbos? Can you carry it through the movi or not? Me, I'm reading. Do we say kichotzedomi that this movi, the alleyway, should have the same halacha like a chotz, like your backyard? Ma chotzed, just like your backyard. Af agav de leirvu, even though you didn't make any ruvah chaserus, that you're not allowed to carry out from your house into the backyard, but muta letalta bekulei. But you are allowed to carry in the chotzer itself, all around the chotzer. It's any kli that's in the chotzer, you can carry it around as much as you want in the chotzer. Because it's called Rishus HaYachid. It's a chura hainami, the same thing, this mob with this alleyway. Ah, for God, the Lord, boy, even though they didn't make a shtufim of voice. So you're not allowed to carry kelim out of your house into the mobui of a mutl atalta bakulai. On the side, you had a kli in the mob itself in the beginning of Shabbos. You're allowed to carry it 8-20 yamis, as much as you want. In the mob, you can carry it. That's one side. Oiduma, no, maybe here it's different. Oiduma, loidome the chotzer. I tell you, a mob with the alleyway is not doima to the backyard to a chotzer. The chotzer is leidalad mechitzis. Because the chotzer, the backyard, the other rabbonim will not make it with four walls and the fourth side just to have a lechi or a kaira. There in the backyard in the chotzer, it's only mutter to carry if you mamish have four walls. Or else the fourth wall has to be at least a tzuras hafesach, we'll see in Masechta Erevin. The kopon, if it has a shame, you have a good four walls there. That's when you're allowed to carry in the chotzer. Mashenken hai, lest the dal mechitzis. Mashenken, here this movi was saying it doesn't have a fourth wall. All it has is just three walls. And on the fourth wall, the rabbanu will make it to carry in a movi with a kaira with a lechi, just with a beam, either one beam sticking straight up at the beginning of the opening, or else a beam going straight across on top. But you don't really have a fourth wall there. So about you'll have a kula of a mavi to carry with these things, maybe the rabbanu will only make of a mock and you have a shtufim of voice when you have a shittuf. But if you don't have a shtufim of voice, you didn't make an error before Shabbos, maybe you can't carry more than dal damas in the mavi. In the army, another sfar, why it's different than a chotzer? Chotzer is le burin. In a chotzer, it's the backyard that opens up into your house. It's like you use it to say that. It's burin means people live there, kaseda. So male, that's why they will make you allowed to carry in the chotzer dal damas. Abahai, less be burin. But here the alleyway, since nobody lives there, not even near the house, you have a chotzer in between you and the house. So abazoi, less be burin, maybe not allowed to carry in the movi dal damas. That's what Reb Zeira asked Reb Asi. Are you allowed to carry in this movi if it has no shtufim voice? In Shosik, so Reb Asi didn't answer him back. He didn't say anything. We'll soon see there's a time of why he didn't answer him, like he does have a teretz really. But at least in the meantime, Reb Asi did not answer him at all. So the more maisa happened, Zimno Ashkechei to Yosef Vekomer. Once another time, Reb Zeira found Reb Asi saying over Shmu, saying over Halacha. What was he saying over? What was Reb Asi saying over? He was saying over, Omer Reb Shimon ben Lakish, Mishrim Reb Yehuda Nasi. Reb Shimon ben Lakish was saying over the name of Yehuda Nasi. Pama chas ashokachu, loy hei v'izmo mi'er Shabbos. One time it happened that the moil forgot before Shabbos to bring the knife to the house to make the meal on Shabbos. He forgot to bring the knife before Shabbos. Ve'viyu b'Shabbos. And the mice was, they came now on Shabbos, and they brought the knife on Shabbos. So the Chur, this is like Reb Lezer sheet in the Mishnah. And the Chur, the Kashmir, we don't hold like Reb Lezer. Is v'ho yadov v'kosh l'chachom. The Chachom had a big kashir. How is it muta? Heich menichan divrei chachomim v'yaisim krevet Eliezer. How come here they left over the chachomim that say you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos? You can't be deich Shabbos for the hechsher of a milah. And they did like Reb Lezer that says it could be deich Shabbos. Chod the one kashir is the Reb Lezer shmuti heavy. One kashir is Reb Lezer himself was put into shamtim, means like into nidui, like he can't hold, he can't pass him like Reb Lezer. The second shan Rashi and the Beit Tosfos says is that they were from Beis Shammai. He was a Talmud from Beis Shammai. We don't pass him like Reb Eliezer. For Yoid, even without this, Yikustam Yochid Barabim Halacha Krabim. When there's a machlekes a Yochid Barabim, the Halacha is always like the Rabim. So Gazia, how could you paskin like Reb Lezer? How would they matter to carry the knife on Shabbos to the Mokam Amilo? I, according to Rabbanon, it's not Reich Shabbos. The Yomer Rabbi Yisrael Greshi said, she alti es Reb Yehuda HaGoizim. As Rabbi Yisrael also had this kasha. So Rabbi Yisrael went to ask the Moel, Reb Yehuda HaGoizim, HaGoizim lashon like cutting, he was the Moel. He asked the Moel, how come you carry the knife on Shabbos? How you let her carry the knife to be Reich Shabbos with this? The Yom Ali, and the Moel answered back, Movui Shaloim Nishtat Fuboi. Heavy. I'll tell you the case where I carried the knife. I didn't carry through Shisarabim. I only carried the knife through an alleyway, through a Movi. That the Movi, there was no Shtufim voice. V'yaisu, and I carried the knife. Mehai Reisha Lahai Reisha. I carried the knife from one side of the Movi to the other side of the Movi. That was the whole Maisa. So come to say, this is Mutter even according to the Rabbonin. Because he didn't do any Yisra, the Chlal, like he, Vayis says, he holds you like Abba Shaila, that's more for his voice. Omalei, so he said back, Svirle Lamar, Lachur Tzarai, you hold, that Mobish Lo Nishtatfu, if you have this alleyway, like our original Shaila, that you did not make Yishtu from a voice, so you did not let it carry from your house into the Mobi, but I call upon him, if you have a Kli, like here the knife was, before Shabbos, in the Mobi itself, that's the way you learn Poshi, that the knife was in the Mobi itself, so you hold muta letalta lekulay. You let it carry the knife all the way through to the other side of the mavi, and it's muta mechila to do like this. The yomalei, and he entered back in. That's taka dalocha. So he brought a mariah to our original shayla. So that's the terrace. The reason how they carried the knife on Shabbos, they didn't do any yisur. They didn't even do pasha. They didn't even do an ister rabbonin. The knife was on one side of the mavi, and all they did was they carried it to the other side of the mavi. So this is muta to do mechila. This is the riot to our Shaila in the Mavi itself, since it has three walls, and the fourth wall has a lechi v'kara, that's considered like a Rishus HaYochid, that you allow to carry in the Mavi itself a Kli that started out in the Mavi from the beginning of Shabbos. Is Omalei, so now Rav Ashi had a, Rav Zeir had a time with Rav Asi. I was Zimnin boy Minoches, before the question of Shaila was, Rav Zeir asked the Shaila was before to Rav Asi. Lo Yamate Lihochin, you didn't answer me then. So how come now you're answering me before you didn't answer me? So he said back, Dilma, so like the vice place, Reb Zeir like was answering Abasi. He was giving a terrace, why Abasi didn't answer me before. Val Dilma Agav Shitvacha Royit Lacha Gemorcha. And since you learned this very fast, so now yes, you the Shaila, you didn't remember this Maisa, what happened here with Yehuda Moil, that told them over that this was the Maisa. Omalayin, so he answered back, that's back to the truth. Agav Shitvacha Hitnali Gemori. Hey, since I was learning very fast then, I forgot this raya. But then, Nachnami, you have to remember now, he has a klor raya from this Maisa to our original Shaila, that you allow to carry on Shabbos in the Movi from one side of the Movi to the other side of the Movi. There's no Issa de Rabbanan to carry in the Movi itself, even though they did not make a shtufim voice, that you're not allowed to carry out from your house into the Movi, but I call upon him in the Movi itself, it's mutter to carry from one side to the other side. So Melech comes to say it's muta, and Allah we hold like this also. You let it carry from one side to the other side in the Mavi itself. Yeah, well, let's see Rashi. Shloi nishtat fuboi. Eruvai is Rashi. Eruv de chatzeres b'movi kori shittuf. It's when you want to make an Eruv to be able to carry into the Mavi, it's called the Lashon Shittuf. Shtufim a voice. See him sech the Eruv more about this. His head of Shalom was ma'al letautol. V'toichoi b'kuloi. Are you allowed to carry in the alleyway in the Mavi itself? Kelim sheshiftoi betoichoi. If you have a chair that at the beginning of Shabbos was in the Mavi, ulohaitzio min hachotz letoichoi pshita londi yosef. So Rashi is saying, avadi not allowed to carry from the chotzer into the Mavi. V'chein mimenu lechotzer. Who then you can't carry from the Mavi into the chotzer? That's awesome. Right, l'maisu, right, there's not l'aloch. L'aloch, we hold that this is mutter also. Right, we'll see about this more in the Sech Tervin. Avama chotzer afagav de le'irvu. Rashi, harbe batim shebechotzer. We have a few houses opening up into one backyard, and they didn't make an eruv chatzeres biyachad. For yosa lahafnas loitzim mibotim lechotzer mechotzer lebatim. They're not allowed to carry from your house into the chotzer, but you can't carry from the chotzer into your house. But still, muto talto bekulay. Ma'ashenim tzav b'toichay. If you have a chair that was in the backyard from before Shabbos, on Shabbos you're allowed to carry it around all around the backyard. Rashi, oh, you know that heichatimsa. If you have your clothing that you're wearing, your hat, and so on Shabbos, you carried it out into the chotzer. Derech malvish, it's mutter to wear your clothing out into the chotzer. And then, now, peishton, you took it off in the chotzer. Or metal to bakula, you let it carry all around the chotzer now. The divri hakil, according to everybody. Rashi goes in different sheets here. Rashi, divri hakil. The gimel machlekes saying be ervin. The three machlekes in the Masechta Ervin. Perikol Gaga. So divrei Rav Meir Gagin Rishus Liatzman and Metaltem Zelazir. All roofs are still like one Rishus. the Filish of Bible have in the vote to different people. The Chatzeris also was just the Yatzman. The Tal was the Zubla Yer, Kalim Shashiv to Betechen. You carry from one Chatzer to another Chatzer. Avaloy Migagal and Chatzeris, that's how they're made. You can't carry from a roof into somebody's backyard. The Kafif was just the Yatzman. Udir Vichachom in the Chom hold no, Gagin Vichatzer was the Shusachas. A backyard and a roof is considered one Rishus. Although the Kafif was like parks of Rishus Achas. You can't carry from a park into a Chatzer. Well, the Dibur Reb Shimon, the way we hold Aloha, as he had before, Kula Mishus Achas Chutz Min Abatim. They're all considered one Mishus. If you have a Kela that's in the Chatzar, you can carry it from one Chatzar to another Chatzar, to a park, to a gag, to a roof. It's all considered like one Mishus. Like we said, they had before. Since they all have four walls, and it doesn't belong, nobody lives there, it's all considered like one big Mishus Hayochim. Rashi, Inami, he sees that's for what's different. Inami Chatzar is Bedirin, Kalei Masu Nishtam Lishtamish Botodir. Or the high end by Durin, Shad Durin Babatim Hain, via Batim Suchim Mechatez Rotel to Movi, but people don't live in the Movi. So Zim the Pamach, if you found this Meister, you write it, Rom Rabbi Shil, Eisen, Shoyu Koshalei, and Master Shamu, Shilus Rabbi Uda, Goiz, and Moilus at Tinoikis, via Siu Meharisha. So Rashi, what was, this is a Shver Rashi here. Rashi says, what was the Meister? How did they take the knife from one side of the Movi to the other side of the Movi? Rashi, Shoya Tinik Babais. The Tinik was in a house. Shabrosh Amovi, in the beginning of the Movi. The Yizm of Abayas Shabrosh Acher, and the knife was on the other side of the Movi, in the house on the other side, Chiknegdoi, Akkan Divri Abasi. Sechur Zeresh Ferashi, Kundu says they carried the knife from one house, one side of the Movi, all the way through the alleyway, into the other house where the Tinik was. Sechur Shver, this is Ichasa. Since there was no Shtufim Mavoy, you should not let it carry from a house into the Movi. Our whole challenge is to carry if something started out in the Movi itself. Can you carry through the Movi? So that's mutter. But here we're saying the mice was they carried out from the house into the Movi. The Pediat, there's no heter. So the Emerson, the Mashur is this kasha. The Mashur wants to say the territory is like this, that really the Rabbonin, it's only an Issam of the Rabbonin. Now the Shaila, sometimes Rabbonin said, Machm is the Issam of the Rabbonin, he can't even be doicha to do the mitzvahs milah. Why? Because it looks like people think you're allowed to carry through Rishus Rabbin. So they're not to be over in Yisrael, the rice of the Banu Machmir. But here, since carrying through the Movi itself really is mutter, so there's no real gzera, people think you're allowed to carry through Rishus Rabbin. See, even though with the Rabbonin, you're not allowed to carry from your bayis into the Movi, that's only in Yisrael, the Rabbonin. But not the middle of the Rabbonin were in Geyser. Because the Rabbonin were only Geyser in Yisrael, the Rabbonin, if it looks now like you're going through Rishus Rabbin, people will come to be matter in Yisrael, the Raisa. But here with this the Gemara of Kuf Lamed Omid Beis Mor Itma Omar Rabbi Zera Omar Rav Movui Shlo Nishtatfu Boi. If you have a Movui that didn't make a Shtufi Mavoyis Shlo Nishtatfu Boi, that means that you're not allowed to carry out from your chutz, from your house, into the chutz or into the mavui, is the aloha ein metaltlin boi, ela bedal damas. If you're now inside the mavui, you're not allowed to carry in the mavui, only dal damas. This was like the shalom we had before, and here is passing that it's osir. If you have a keli that's inside the mavui, you're not allowed to carry this chair through the mavui, dal damas. That's the way Reb Zera said over from Rav. But what tonight, what? After if the Movi did not have its own Shtufim voice. We'll soon see the Hezbir. Omer Abaya, Ho Milso Omer Reb Zera, Vule Pirsha. Abaya said that what Reb Zera said over this halacha, in the name of Rav, but it wasn't Mepharish the Din exactly when did Rav say it. Adioso Rabba Baravua. Until Rabba Baravua came, Ho Pirsha, and he said a Hezbir in this halacha. The Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rabba Baravua. The Nachman said over in the name of Rabba Baravua. Omar Rav, in the name of Rav. So what? Movui shlo nishtat for boy. E ruve chatzerus imbatim. If you have a movui that all the chatzerim together did not make a shitta, did not make an eruv. So come to say that you're not allowed to carry from the chatzerois into the movui. Is in such a case, ein metaltlim boy. You're not allowed to be metaltl in this movui ele b'daladams. You could only carry in the movui daladams. What is this mean, look at Rashi? Eruva chatzeris. That means shabba movui in botehim. That means the b'nei chatzeris did not make it. What does that mean? Shabnei habatim moitzim lechatzresayim. As they have an eruv chatzeris between the houses and their own chatzerim, they do have an eruv.
שירבו באתם הפסוכים מחוצה יחד, וכן בני חוצר החרס, אבל בני החצרס עוד נשתתכו במובי.
As the case is like this, usually a movi will soon see is that two houses open up into one chotzer, and then you have two different, at least two different chatzerim opening up into the movi. So in a case where the two houses opening up into the chotzer made an eruv, you're allowed to carry from the house into the chotzer. But the two chatzerim though did not make an eruv into the movi. So you're not allowed to carry from the chotzer into the movi. So in such a case, Rav said it's also to carry Dal Damis in the Movi. This is the case where it's also. But what about Lo Irvu? Chatzeros in Batim, but let's say nobody made an Erev Chatzeros at all. Lo Irvu Chatzeros in Batim. That means from the houses, you're not allowed to carry into the Chotzer. In such a case, Muta Letalto Bekulei. Then you're allowed to carry throughout the whole Movi. Even more than Dal Damis. It's if you have a chair that at the beginning of Shabbos was in the Movi, in the alleyway, you're allowed to carry the chair all along the alleyway. As Avada, we're talking about now where this Movi has three mechitzis, and on the fourth side there is a lechi or a koyrim. So really it has a din reshus hayochid, and therefore you're allowed to carry all through the Movi. I will soon see what the chilut and the reshra and the sefer is. So drashi abuloi irvu chaserus in boteim, she'asurim b'nei habatim lohitzim miboteim lachaserim, in a case where it's also to take out from the bayis into the chotzer, in such a case now mutla tauto b'kulei, that means kelim she'ashiftoi b'toichoi. If you have a chair that was in the movi at the beginning of Shabbos, you're allowed to carry this chair all along the movi, all along the alleyway. L'kam m'forosh time, soon we'll explain what the difference is. When are we allowed to carry in the Movi? Only if it's also to carry on Shabbos from the house into the Chotzer, into the Movi. But in a case where you're allowed to carry from the house into the Chotzer, you have an Eruv Chatzeros, then we say it's also for us to carry in the Movi more than Dal Damis. Is a Chorfet Gemara Maishna? What's the difference? Maishna, you're telling me a Svara ki Eruv Chatzeros in Batin, in the Reisha, where they made an Eruv Chatzeros, that you're allowed to carry out from your house into the Chotzer, that it's Mutter. What's the Svar? Why then you're not allowed to carry in the Movui? We'll say the Nitku Chatzeros is considered like the Chatzeros are not here anymore. Nitku, they were taken away. For Nasu Batim, if that's the pshat for the Eruv Chatzeros, when you make an Eruv, now we say it's as if the Chotzer and the Bayis is one Rishus, so we don't see the Chotzer here anymore. It's all considered like one Bayis. So that's why you're allowed to carry from the house into the chotzer. So I'll tell you, in such a case, then the movi does not have a din movi, and that's why you're not allowed to carry in the movi. Why? For Rav the timing, because Rav goes according to his shita. The Yom Rav, Rav says, Ein ha movi niter belechi v'koyrim. As when did the Rabbanan give this kulam to a movi, that's this alleyway, that even though it only has three walls to it, but on the fourth wall, even though you only have a koyra, that's a beam going straight up, or else that's the curve is a beam going across on top, or else you have a lechi, a beam going straight up. When did the Rabbanan give these kulis that you're allowed to carry in a movi that on the fourth wall it only has a curve or a lechi, it doesn't have a real wall, it only has a curve of a lechi? It's in a regular chotzer, in a regular backyard, or your alley, or your chotzer, you're not allowed to carry there if you don't have four walls. Only in a movi, the Rabbanan gave this new heter in an alleyway, they gave a new heter to carry in the alleyway if you have a kor of a lechi. Now, when did they give this heter? So it's Rav Achiyehei Batim V'chatz.